Rain fell that night, a fine, whispering rain. Many years later, Maggie had only to close her eyes and she could still hear it, like tiny fingers tapping on the window pane. A dog barked somewhere in the darkness, and however often she tossed and turned, Maggie couldn't get to sleep. The book she had been reading was under her pillow, pressing its cover against her ear as if to lure her back into its printed pages. "I'm sure it must be very comfortable, sleeping with a hard rectangular thing like that under your head," her father had teased her the first time he found a book under her pillow. "Go on, admit it. The book whispers its story to you at night."
"Sometimes, yes," Maggie had said, "but it only works for children."
That night, when so much began and so many things changed forever, Maggie had one of her favorite books under her pillow. And since the rain wouldn't let her sleep, she sat up, rubbed the drowsiness from her eyes, and took it out. Its pages rustled promisingly when she opened it